Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldhar and today Maseches Sukkah Daf Yud Beis. The first parak Sukkah Shehi Gavoha. So the three drops we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states Chavilei Kash veChavilei Eitzim veChavilei Zrodim ein Masachim behen. Bundles of straw, bundles of wood, and bundles of cane may not be used for schach while they are bound together. But once he untied them, they are kosher for schach. Rabbi Yaakov said he heard two explanations from Yochanan for two Mishnayos, but he couldn't remember which explanation goes with which Mishnah. One Mishnah is this one regarding tied bundles, and the other Mishnah teaches, if one hollows out a haystack to make a sukkah, it's not a sukkah. Rabbi Yirmiyah clarifies based on a statement said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the reason why the tied bundles may not be used for schach is mishum gezeras otzer, because of a rabbinic decree against the use of a storage house. There are times when a person returns from the field in the evening with his bundle on his shoulder and he places it on top of his hut to dry it, and later, when sukkahs arrives, he changes his mind, decides to use it as schach. Since this schach is invalid because of tas v'lomin asui, the Rabbanim want to prevent people from using such schach, and they therefore prohibited using bundles of any kind, even those placed on the sukkah to provide shade. The explanation for why the hollowed out haystack is possible is because of the deraisa of tas v'lomin asui. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Schocha bechitzin zecharin kasher b'nekevas pesula. If one covered a sukkah with male arrow shafts, it's kosher, but if you covered it with female arrow shafts, it's pasul. A male arrow shaft has a solid tip that is inserted into the arrowhead, whereas the female arrow shaft has a cavity in which the arrowhead is inserted. Rashi explains that even though both are considered kalim, the male arrow shaft is not bekabel tumah because it's made from wood and has no base kibul, no receptacle. Pshute kli eitz, flat wooden kalim, are not bekabel tumah and therefore can be used as chach. Female arrow shafts have a cavity and are mekabel tumah and therefore cannot be used as chach. Even though these halachas are obvious, the Gemara explains that with the first halacha, male arrow shafts, Rav was coming to teach that we're not gozer against male shafts because of female shafts. And with the second halacha of Benekevus Pesula, he's coming to clarify that one might have said, base kibul asui l'malos l'shmei kibul, a receptacle made to be filled permanently is not considered a receptacle. And since the female arrow shaft is to be filled permanently, it's not mekabel tumah. Therefore, Rav teaches that it is considered a base kibul, a receptacle, and cannot be used as chach. And point number three, Rav Yehuda said, one may use ferns and artemisia herbs for schach. Rashi explains that while foods are makabel tumah and not fit for schach, these herbs are not fit for consumption and are therefore not makabel tumah. Abai said that one may use ferns for schach, but not artemisia herbs. Since their odor is offensive, one will abandon the sukkah and leave. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Chavilei kash, chavilei eitzim, chavilei zrodim, ein masachim behen. Bundles of straw, bundles of wood, and bundles of cane may not be used for schach while they are bound together. But once he untied them, they are valid for schach. Rabbi Yaakov said, here are two explanations from Yochanan for two Mishnahs, but he couldn't remember which explanation goes with which Mishnah. One Mishnah is this one regarding tied bundles, and the other Mishnah states, if one hollows out a haystack to make a sukkah, it's not a sukkah. Rabbi Yirmiyah clarifies, based on a statement said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the reason why the tied bundles may not be used for schach is mishum gezeres otzer, because of a rabbinic decree against the use of a storage house. There are times when a person returns from the field in the evening with his bundle on his shoulder and he places it on top of his hut to dry it, and later, when sukkahs arrives, he changes his mind and decides to use it as schach. Since the schach is invalid because of tas v'lomin asui, the Rabbanim want to prevent people from using such schach, and they therefore prohibited using bundles of any kind, even those placed on the sukkah, to provide shade. The explanation for why the hollowed out haystack is puzzled is because of the deraisa of tas v'lomin asui. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Schocha bechitzin zecharin kashera, but nekevas pesula. If one covered a sukkah with male arrow shafts, it's kosher, but if you covered it with female arrow shafts, it's pasul. A male arrow shaft has a solid tip that is inserted into the arrowhead, whereas the female arrow shaft has a cavity in which the arrowhead is inserted. Rashi explains that even though both are considered kalim, the male arrow shaft is not makabel tumah because it's made from wood and has no base kibul, no receptacle. And pshute kli eitz, flat wooden kalim, are not makabel tumah and therefore can be used as schach. Female arrow shafts have a cavity and are makabel tumah, and therefore cannot be used as schach. Even though these halachas are obvious, the Gemara explains that with the first halacha of the Zecharim Kashera, Rashi was coming to teach that we're not gozer against male shafts because of female shafts. And with the second halacha of Benekevus Pesula, he was coming to clarify that one might have said, Beis Kibul Asu L'malus L'shmei Kibul. A receptacle made to be filled permanently is not considered a Beis Kibul, a receptacle. And since the female arrow shaft is to be filled permanently, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Therefore, Rav teaches that it is considered a Beis Kibul and cannot be used as Schach. And point number three, Rabbi Yudah said, Haneshushe Shavatsu Mesachim Behu. One may use ferns and artemisia herbs for schach. Rashi explains that while foods are makabel tuma and not fit for schach, these herbs are not fit for consumption and are therefore not makabel tuma. Abai said that one may use ferns for schach, but not artemisia herbs. Kevin Desai Rechayu Shavikalav and Nafik. Since their odor is offensive, one will abandon the sukkah and leave. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Yud Beis, and our standard siman is 12 brothers. 12 brothers. So here goes. Six brothers brought bundles of straw from the field to store and then hid in a hollowed-out haystack after they pranked their other six brothers' sukkah with schach made of female arrow shafts and plenty of smelly herbs. Once again, in slow motion. Six brothers pranked other six brothers, 12 brothers in total. That must be one Daf Yud Beis. Six brothers brought bundles of straw from the field to store and then hid in a hollowed-out haystack, which reminds the Rabbi Yirmi clarifies, based on a statement said in the name of Yochanan, that the reason why tied bundles may not be used for schach is Mishum Gezeres Otzer, because of a rabbinic decree against the use of a storage house. And the explanation for why the hollowed-out haystack is puzzle is because of the derisa of Tasev Eluminasui. So six brothers brought bundles of straw from the field to store and then hid in a hollowed-out haystack after they pranked their other six brothers' sukkah with schach made of female arrow shafts, which reminds us the Rabbi Yudah sending them of Rav that if one covered a sukkah with male arrow shafts, it's kosher, but if you cover it with female arrow shafts, it's pasul. With the first of halacha of male arrow shafts being kosher, Rav is coming to teach that we're not gozer against male shafts because of female shafts. And with the second halacha of Benekevus Basuli, he's coming to clarify that one might have said base kibo asu lamalus loshme kibo, a receptacle made to be filled permanently, is not considered a receptacle, a base kibo, and since the female arrow shaft is made to be filled permanently, it should not be makabel tuma. Therefore, Rav teaches that it is considered a base kibo and cannot be used as schach. So six brothers brought bundles of straw from the field to store and then hid in a hollowed-out haystack after they pranked their other six brothers' sukkah with schach made of female arrow shafts and plenty of smelly herbs. Which reminds Rabbi Yudah said that one may use ferns and artemisia herbs for schach since they're not fit for consumption and therefore not makabel tuma. Abai said that one may use ferns for schach but not artemisia herbs since their odor is offensive and one will abandon the sukkah and leave. So once again, six brothers brought bundles of straw from the field to store and then hid in a hollowed-out haystack after they pranked their other six brothers' sukkah with schach made of female arrow shafts and plenty of smelly herbs. All right, now it's time for our four-block-back chazorah. Daf Ches, so the simur Daf Ches is challah. So here goes. The annual challah bake sale, challah, that must be one Daf Ches, challah. The annual challah bake sale taking place in the large round sukkah, which reminds us on Daf Zayin on the base where Yochanan said that a sukkah that's made round like an oven, if there's enough space in their circumference to seat 24 people, it's valid. And the Gemara goes through an extensive analysis of how Rabbi Yochanan came up with this figure. So the annual challah bake sale taking place in the large round sukkah, right behind the two potters' huts, one within the other, which reminds us, the Rebbe Levi reported in the name of Rebbe Meir, that two potters' huts, one within the other, the inner one is not a valid sukkah and is chayv a mezuzah, while the outer one is a valid sukkah and is pater from mezuzah. The Gemara asks why the outer hut is pater from mezuzah, since it can be considered a base shar for the inner hut and be chayv a mezuzah, and answers, Mishum de lo kaviyah, because a potter's hut is not a permanent structure, so the inner hut is considered too inconsequential to view a room which leads to it as a base shar. So the annual challah bake sale taking place in the large round sukkah, right behind the two potters' huts, one within the other, attracted the attention of goyim, women, and kusim, as well as shepherds, fig watchers, and city watchmen, which reminds of the two groups of sukkos, gambach and rakbach. Gambach, goyim, nashim, behem, and kusim thought his sukkos were sabir because they were permanent, and the tana of rakbash, royim, kayatzim, burganim, and shomi peros thought his were superior because they were b'nei chiyuva. Dav tes, so the simmer dav tes is a teapot. So here goes. The little old lady's having a tea party. That must be on dav tes, teapot. The little old lady's having a tea party in a suk yashana, who proudly remind each other not to get hana from its sanctified walls, which reminds us, there's malchus beisham beisil, whether a suk yashana is kosher, and beisil learns from the pasuk chaga sukkah shivas yamim Hashem, that a sukkah is asur b'hana all 7 days. Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira says, kashem shachal shem shamayim al chagiga, kachal shem shamayim al sukkah. From the juxtaposition of the word chag, signifying the chagiga, and sukkahs, we learn that just as the chagiga is sanctified to Hashem, so too the sukkah is Hashem. So the little old ladies having a tea party in a sukkah yashana, who proudly remind each other not to get hana from its sanctified walls, had no idea they were sitting under a tree, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one builds a sukkah under a tree, it's as though he built it inside his house, which means that it's possible. And when Rava said this was taught only in regard to a tree whose shade is greater than its sunlight, But if the tree is so sparse that its sunlight is greater than its shade, the sukkah is kosher. The Gemara challenges him, saying that if the tree's sunlight is greater than its shade, it should be pasul, since he's being mitzvah of kosher schach with pasul schach. Rapapa answers, the mission refers to a case where he lowered the tree branches and intermingled them indistinguishably with the kosher schach, which can be done with chadchila. So the little old lady's having a tea party in a sukkah yashana, who proudly reminded each other not to get hana from its sanctified walls, had no idea they were sitting under a tree, and that their sukkah was under a sukkah as well. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, sukkah gabi sukkah el yona kasher b'tachtona pasua, a sukkah built on top of another sukkah, the upper one is kosher and the lower one is pasul. Was taught in a braisa, the pasuk states, b'sukkahs teshvu, in sukkahs you shall dwell, which implies, but not in a sukkah beneath a sukkah, and not in a sukkah beneath a tree, and not in a sukkah beneath a house. The word b'sukkahs, without a vav, suggests a single sukkah. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must mean we're on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden planning to daven in the lower sukkah that was separated from the upper sukkah by less than a tefach, which reminds us that continuing the sugya of sukkah gabi sukkah, the Gemara asks how much space there must be between the schach layers of the lower sukkah and the upper sukkah for the lower sukkah to be invalid. Rashi explains the question that the schach layers have to be far enough apart to be considered two sukkahs rather than being one big sukkah. Three opinions are given, one tefach learned from Olei Tumah, four tefachim, which are considered makum chashuv, or ten tefachim, which is the minimum shear to be makshir sukkah, can also puzzle it. So the minion of Yidden playing to daven in the lower sukkah, that was separated from the upper sukkah by less than a tefach, were busy hanging decorative sheets for tefachim below the schach, which reminds us that the next Mishnah states that if one spread a sheet over the schach because of the sun or beneath because of falling leaves, the sukkah is pasul. In the Gemara, Rav Chissa said, Avalano sukkah shera, but where it's spread to decorate the sukkah is kosher. Rashi explains that a sheet spread for decorative purposes does not earn a schach designation, and therefore will not invalidate the sukkah. The Gemara brings Malchokas and Marayim regarding noi sukkah that are spread up beneath the schach that are removed from the schach by four tefachim. So the minion of Yidden praying to daven in the lower sukkah that was separated from the upper sukkah by less than a tefach were busy hanging decorative sheets for tefachim below the schach and installing nine tefachim kila canopy beds for reciting the Shema. Which reminds us that one may sleep under a kila canopy spread out around a bed in a sukkah even though it has a flat roof, provided that it is not ten tefachim high off the surface of the bed. Rav Tachliva Bar Avimi said in the Mishma that one who sleeps naked within a kila canopy may poke his head outside the canopy and recite the Shema. Since it's lower than 10 tefachim, it's seen as a mere covering of his body, like a garment, and therefore he may stick his head outside the canopy and recite the Shema. Daf Yudolf, so the Sim Daf Yudolf is stars. So here goes. The Bachar used a cutting utensil shaped like a star, that must be on Daf Yudolf. The Bachar used a cutting utensil shaped like a star to detach vines on the schach that were tangled in the tzitzis, which reminds us, Rav Huna said that Shmuel held that if one detached vines that were mixed in with the schach, sarku naneya, he needs to shake them because of tasavu min asui. And Rav held that just cutting the vines would validate the sukkah. And he brought the case when someone made tzitzis in a puzzle manner, and Rav said, sever the tips and they're valid. So we see from here that Rav maintains that severing is their making. So to regarding the vines, their detaching is their making. So the Bachar used a cutting utensil shaped like a star to detach vines on the schach that were tangled in his tzitzis, lent one to his friend to pluck berries from his hadassim, which reminds us, the Gemara suggested that it was a malchokas tanaim, whether cutting an object represents an act of making in the case of the one who plucked berries off hadassim because they outnumbered its leaves and made a puzzle. The Gemara deflects this pshat, saying that the malchokas was whether a lulav is learned from sukkah and requires taz voluminasui regarding the egret, the bundling of the dulled meaning. So the Bachar used a cutting utensil shaped like a star to detach vines on the schach that were tangled in its tzitzis, lent one to his friend to pluck berries from his hadassim, who was standing in the mist. Which reminds, the Mishnah stated, Zeh akol koshim akabal tuma vein gedua mina aretz ein masachichim bo. And the Gemara asks for the source of this ruling, and Rish Lakish, who holds that we dwell in sukkos to remind us of the Anne Akava, says, the pasuk states, ve'eid yalim mina aretz, and a mist ascended from the earth. And for Rekiva, who holds sukkos mamish asulahem, that the Jews made for themselves actual sukkos, Rabbi Yochanan holds the pasuk is, ba'asbacham agarnacham yikvecha, with your gathering from your threshing floor and from your wine vat. The psalm is gorn v'yankav akasim adabra. Here, when alluding to the sukkah, the Torah speaks of their refuse, which are not makabal tuma, and grow from the ground. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.